Indian and Pakistani troops exchanged fresh machine gun and mortar fire today in Kashmir. Both sides accuse the other of ratcheting up tensions, and that's a dangerous game in the current international climate, according to NPR news analyst Daniel Shore.
As perilous a patch of earth as any today is the so-called line of control separating India and Pakistan in contested Kashmir. Kashmir is the only majority Muslim region left in India after the creation with great bloodshed of Pakistan and Bangladesh. One war has been fought over Bangladesh, two over Kashmir. And after the December 13th suicide attack on India's parliament, the dispute is taking on a new dimension now between nuclear-armed nations. India is convinced that the assault on the seat of India's sovereignty, like an earlier attack on the Legislative Assembly in Kashmir's summer capital of Srinagar, was mounted from Pakistan. India has interrupted cross-border rail and bus service and withdrawn its diplomats from Islamabad. There have been armed clashes along their common border. There is now talk in New Delhi of mounting an armed incursion into Pakistan to wipe out what India calls terrorist training camps. President Bush has called on the two countries for a common effort to shut down the terrorist organization responsible for the December 13th attack, but India has ignored the appeal. Countries like India and Pakistan no longer respond to superpowers as they did during the Cold War. In those days, the Eisenhower administration backed Pakistan, and Secretary of State John Foster Dulles called India's non-aligned policy immoral. During the Nixon administration, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was revealed as secretly tilting towards Pakistan in its war with India. In the 1980s, the United States backed Pakistan as the staging area for the anti-Soviet war in Afghanistan. More recently, the Bush administration has tried to build bridges to India, but not at the expense of Pakistan, whose cooperation it still needs in the hunt for terrorist chiefs. Russia remains generally supportive of India and shows no sign of trying to moderate its policy. President Musharraf of Pakistan is back today from Beijing. But India and Pakistan basically pursue their own courses, which leaves two nuclear-armed nations confronting each other over territory and terrorism. This is Daniel Shore.